Hi kids, my name is Michael and welcome to my family podcast. I love making music and drama that point families to Jesus. I'm so excited to share with you the latest adventure with me and the crew. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. A quick message for parents. To be able to keep making podcasts like this, I need the help of people like you. For as little as £1 a month, you can enable me to set aside time to write and record and to employ other actors and writers. Plus, you'll get loads of goodies as a thank you. Can you help? Join us on Acast Plus. The link is in the show notes. Thanks so much and enjoy this episode.
Mission to Danger. Episode 5, Rescue Mission.
Off me.
There's no need to shove.
Look, there's been some terrible mistake.
Right, throw them in.
Mr. Grumpy, get your foot out of my...
You'll never get away with this.
Pretty sure I am getting away with it.
Is this how you treat your guests? Terrible. There aren't even tea and coffee making facilities. No soap. No sink.
This is how we treat unidentified aliens.
Come on, we're hardly aliens. We just come from a planet far away and... Yeah, that does make us sound like aliens.
You will wait here until the king decides to see you.
A king? The founder said that the planet shouldn't have kings.
Well, you can tell that to the king when you see him.
And when will that be?
No idea. We could be here for days, weeks, months.
Don't worry. On a polar expedition, I once shared a tent with a fellow for 6 weeks during a snowstorm.
Is this the bloke who decided to go out of the tent into a blizzard and never be seen again rather than be in the tent any longer with you?
That's the fellow. Nice chap. I couldn't stop him leaving. He was quite insistent. I know how he feels. I was like that with Michael when we shared a long car journey and he started singing. I nearly leapt from the car at 70 miles an hour.
Well, there's no escape from here.
It's okay. I'll bend the bars with my super strength.
Igor.
Yes?
Do you actually have super strength?
No.
So we're stuck here until they let us out.
Yes.
Well, at least we're still together.
Yeah, that's a real plus. Although, are we all together?
Roll call! Crew assemble! Attention! Now, ship's captain. Ship's captain!
That's you.
Ah, yes. Present. First mate.
Present.
Head of security.
Present.
Chief navigation officer. Where's this present? I want a present. Chief engineer. Chief engineer?
Tag! I'm back. I just went for a walk in the forest and it was fascinating. Dendros is so beautiful and I think I saw 7 new species of hummingbird. The founder did a wunderbar job here. Hello? Where is everybody?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Roberta?
Yes.
I thought you were, well, kaput.
However, using artificial intelligence and complex algorithms, I have rebuilt myself using the original source code in the ship's onboard firmware. I'm back.
Oh, so where's everyone else?
They were taken hostage.
Hostage? Oh dear.
A tracker code in Michael's watch indicates they are in the Royal Palace. The blueprints would suggest they are in the jail, having been taken prisoner.
Well... We have to rescue them.
Yes, we must try.
I'm their only hope.
Yes, I can get you there, but you must be my hands and feet.
Don't forget my brains.
I am familiar with the capability of your brains.
Alice Clark, I remember that IQ test I took at school. My teacher said I was one in a million.
Yes, I believe you.
So, what now?
I have loaded myself onto this detached mobile device. Take me as you head north.
Right you are. Here's the device. And northwards we go. Oh, is north this way? That way. That way!
Yes, that way. Continue north for 3 miles.
Right. Let the rescue mission begin.
So, Michael, you are about to meet the king's right-hand man.
How do you know my name?
You're wearing a name badge, you lemon.
Yeah, Septima likes labels.
And if I'm not much mistaken, you're an agent of the JBI.
What? How would you know that? That's not on the label, is it?
I recognise your watch. Standard issue for JBI agents. People join for the gadgets.
No, I didn't. I joined to serve the founder.
Weirdo.
But how do you know about the gadgets unless... Agent 11.
I'm not Agent 11. Anymore.
Michael.
Who said that?
This is Nick, the King's Chancellor.
Oh, up on that throne.
It's not a throne. It's just a golden chair. And King's Chancellor is really too grand a title. I'm just his go-to guy to get things done. Caretaker, bottle washer, and general dog's body. Call me Nick.
Well, Nick, you know that the Founder doesn't really want kings to be in charge of planets. And...
Oh, but the Founder would love our king. He's lovely, really quiet, wouldn't say boo to a goose, doesn't even know any geese.
That's not really the point. I've been sent to get you to re-establish communication with the Founder.
Oh, I do think that will be terribly difficult. Our comms unit is a bit worse for wear. I'm not even sure it works. And we're fine just muddling through here all by ourselves.
That's not really the deal, though, is it? The Founder created this planet, so don't you owe him your loyalty?
Oh, did he really create this planet? Even if he did, it pretty much runs itself now. He doesn't need to bother with us. We're just fine. You'll see. You'll get used to it.
Used to it?
Oh, yes. You're staying, of course. I mean, it's such a beautiful planet. You can't possibly want to leave. And why should you? You can stay for as long as you like.
Thank you, but I'd need to report back to the JBI.
I'm sorry. That really won't be possible, I'm afraid. We can't let you go back now. Stay. It's lovely, isn't it, Agent 11?
It's true. It's great here. Stick around. Or we can get you a nice house. Lovely garden.
Or you can just sit around in that damp old prison cell. It's up to you. Anyway, I really must get on. There's so much to do. Ta-ta!
So, back to the cell?
Yeah. I think so.
Turn left here.
Left! Right! No, left!
And the palace is on your left.
Oh, it doesn't look very grand. Where's the main entrance?
This is a secret back door with only one guard.
Ah, clever. I can ask the guard where the main entrance is. Excuse me!
No! Who goes there?
I'm Dr. von Pumpernickel.
Dr. von Pumpernickel. Clever, are we? I'm smart too, but in a different way.
I'm sure you are. Now, I'm looking for the main entrance for the palace.
What for?
I want to get into the prison.
Oh, not so clever now, are ya?
How do you mean?
Go going through the main entrance will take ages with all the security and the bag checks and searches and then all the corridors. And doubling back to the prison will take ages.
Oh, I see.
The prison's basically on the other side of this door.
Really? All the same, I'd feel better if I...
Don't you believe me? I know where the prison is, and it's right behind that door.
I see. Well,
If you don't believe me, Clever Clogs, I'll prove it's quicker to go in this way. I'll just put the code in the keypad. And within, prison just down there and on the right. See?
Ah, dankeschön.
Still don't believe this way's faster?
Well, I...
Fine. I'm gonna go out through the main entrance and walk back here and prove to you how much longer that would take to prove that I'm right and you're wrong and that you're not as smart as you think.
Okay.
Okay. So, you'll just have to stand here completely unsupervised for at least 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
See you in 10 minutes at the earliest, sucker.
That went surprisingly well.
So, was it down here and left?
Right. Down there and right.
Ah, yeah. It's a difficult choice. I mean, if I agree not to go back and stay here, would that be so bad?
It is really nice here.
There are very pretty flowers.
And the butterflies.
There is so much to explore. Maybe we should stay.
Wow, I didn't think you guys would be up for it.
Have you all gone completely mad?
I should have known you'd have a problem with it, Mr. Grumpy.
Are you kidding me? You're saying I'm the one with the problem. You were sent here on a special mission by the JBI to reconnect this world with the Founder, who made this place. And listen to you lot. A few hours in a prison cell, and you're about to give in. Pathetic.
You know what, Mr. Grumpy? You're right.
Don't try and be funny with me.
No. You really are right.
You never say I'm right.
Well, for once, I have to admit the truth. You were right, and I was wrong.
Did anyone capture that on a smartphone? I want that as my ringtone.
I'd have to be mad to accept Nick's offer. But he is just so persuasive.
That's all very well, but what do we do now? We're stuck in this prison cell with no hope of escape.
Hello! Can I help you escape?
How did you get in?
Oh, you know, just talked to the guard and wandered in the back door. He'll be back in a few minutes, so...
Dr. Von Pumpernickel, you're a genius!
Wow. Never thought I'd hear all those words in the same sentence.
I know, it's quite a day for firsts, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. Hey, Dr. Von Pumpernickel, you missed the bit where Michael said I was right and he was wrong.
Guys, we need to get out of here.
Throw us the keys. Come on, do it.
Actually, I'll take those keys to open the door so you can join your friends.
What?
Nine!
No!
Oh. Don't do it!
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Come on, Agent 11. Let us out!
Not possible. Just not possible. Take the deal. I did, and I'm happy.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I really am. Really, really happy.
You don't sound it.
You'll come round eventually. Bye.
Well, at least we now really are all together.
Yep, still not very comforting.
Episode 5 was written by, you guessed it, James Carey, and starred Anna Nicholson and Michael J. Tinker. Sound was created and edited by that Nicholas Alexander. Join us again for the next exciting, incredible, amazing, stupendous installment of Mission to Dendros. Michael here again. Thank you so much for listening. You'll find loads more goodies at michaeljtinker.com. And if you do social media, you can follow us on various sites at michaeljtinker. Oh, and don't forget to support us on Acast Plus to help us make more shows like this. Until next time, bye.